First, giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is November 29th, 2020, and it is Missionary Sunday at Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, 16705 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And the pastor is Reverend Dr. Anthony Wayne Johnson. I would like to thank the church session, which includes the pastor and elders and members of faith, for allowing me to bring the message today. I give thanks to my family, friends, and visitors who are listening to this message on our website, www.faithcpca-cle.org. Before I get started, I would like to share this quote with you that was written by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Dostoevsky. A man who lies to himself and believes his own lies becomes unable to recognize truth, either in himself or in anyone else. And he ends up losing respect for himself and for others. When he has no respect for anyone, he can no longer love. And in order to divert himself, having no love in him, he yields to his impulses, indulges in the lowest form of pleasure, and behaves in the end like an animal. And it all comes from lying to others and to yourself. I think this quote is most appropriate since we are living in challenging times, professionally, personally, and spiritually, and with the advent of social media, we sometimes get caught up in what we see and read on the internet. It becomes difficult to distinguish between the truth and a lie. Please keep in mind that your source is the Bible. The fifth Sunday at Faith CPCA is dedicated to missionaries. I count it a privilege to give the message on Missionary Sunday and to recognize Faith CPCA missionaries, missionaries in the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, and missionaries all over the world. Please keep missionaries in your thoughts and prayers, especially during these times with the coronavirus outbreak. Missionaries are on the front line, praying, administering care, comfort, and standing firm on the Word of God while demonstrating and practicing God's love. These are the times that we follow the true facts about what it means to be followers of Christ. Because of the circumstances in the world today, this message would come from the book, third book of John. The text is 3 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. 3 John, which is located in the New Testament, it is the 25th book, nestled between 2 John and Jude. The book of 3 John is an epistle. It is written by disciple apostle John around 85-95 AD. The key personalities in this book are the Apostle John, Gaius, Diotrephes, and Demetrius. This book is the shortest book in the New Testament and was written to praise Gaius and Demetrius for their faithful missionary service. God's children are encouraged to live by the standards of the gospel. By now, you probably have located 3 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. I will be reading from the New International Version. Let us read it together. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, who I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you. Even as your soul is getting along well, it gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. I would like to make 4 points today: walking in the truth, false teachers, good teachers, and salvation. Let us get started. Walking in the truth, starting at verse 5. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. I ask that you continue to keep your missionaries in your prayers as they travel and teach the word of God. When you help someone who is spreading the gospel, you become a partner in the ministry. John wrote to commend Gaius, who was taking care of the traveling teachers and missionaries, to warn against people like Diotrephes, who was proud and refused to listen to the spiritual leaders in authority. If we are to live in the truth of the gospel, we must look for ways to support pastors, Christian workers, and missionaries today. False teachers. Verse 9. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, would not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. We know that Diotrephes wanted to control the church, and John denounced him. He must confront sin in the church. We must confront sin in the church. If we ignore it, it will grow, continue to grow. A true Christian leader is a servant. Concerning social media, we need to make sure we are welcoming the right type of people in our lives. You cannot see the people on the internet, and sometimes we are talking to people that will harm us. We may be talking to someone who may have a criminal mind. As Christians, we must be very careful how we live our lives. Sometimes your actions are the only sermon some people get. I'm reminded of the pastor who was driving behind this car. He was admiring the bumper stickers. Follow Jesus. Jesus saves. God is my co-pilot, as well as others. He decided that this must be a Christian in front of me. When he got to the stoplight, he looked over at the driver, and he could not believe the words that were coming out of his mouth. He was not acting like a Christian. The pastor finally concluded that the car must be stolen. Verse 11, dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. You see, in life, you need to hear from good teachers and someone who will tell you the truth. Recently, during the election, I spoke with young folks about the importance of voting. I know people have various opinions on the subject, but I was basically given history and civic lessons because I realized our youth was not in tune with the troubles of yesteryears. They were thinking that they were the first to experience such struggles. One statement has haunted me. I was told that only a 19-year-old can tell another 19-year-old something. I was old. Well, I said to myself, I'm old enough to remember that when your elders spoke, you listened. I then recalled the life lessons that were taught to me by my three brothers, and I have never forgotten them, and I live by the principles. My oldest brother told me that when you're buying something, always get what you want. Don't settle for less, because you are the one that will be paying for it. This was really important when I purchased my first car. I was looking at the price tag and how much it was going to cost, how many years it's going to take to pay, and the year of the car. And after I made up my mind, my brother said, "Is that what you want?" He said it again, "Get what you want. If you do not, every time you make that car payment, you will say, 'I wish I had the other car.' Otherwise, you will say, 'This is what I wanted.'" My middle brother told me the story when he was in church one day, and I guess he was in his 40s. He said his friends asked him, "Why are you sitting with all those old cats?" And that's funny to me because they refer to men as cats. But anyway, he said, I'm sitting with them because I'm trying to learn something in life. I can still recall him turning to me saying, the people my age know the same thing I do. They can't teach me anything. This was funny to me because I never thought about it like that. My youngest brother, the one next to me, he told me two things that I still remember today. First, he told me to take 1 hour each day and clear my mind. Just to enjoy the beauty of nature. Just be still. I said to him, what happens if something pops up in my mind? He said, just say to yourself, not now or not today. The second thing he said to me was, once a man, twice a baby. You hear what I'm saying? I often think about that. But my thoughts came back to me this way. First, our parents had the responsibility for our care. And then at the end, sometime in our life's journey, we give our lives to Jesus Christ and he takes it from there. Although 3 John is a personal letter, we can apply its lessons to our lives today. Are you Gaius, generously giving to others, a Demetrius, loving the truth, or Diotrephes, looking out for yourself and your things? I pray you are living your lives to reflect Christ's values in your relationships and touching others with God's love. Remember, Jesus is love. Let me let you in on a secret. It does not matter your background, rich or poor, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Gentiles, we all have something in common, even if you're an atheist. Other than members of the human race, the fact is that one day we all will die. Remember Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6? Let us say it together. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto our own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Remember, God's faithfulness is complete. Salvation, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Lord, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Let's be real. This is the truth. We all know that we did not come here to stay. But death is a reality, but it is not the end. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came down to earth to walk among us, and he died for our sins and rose on the third day with all power and provided eternal life to those who believe. He provided a historical roadmap for his earthly journey and reminded us that he would return again. I'm asking you today that if you don't know Jesus Christ for yourself, get to know him. He would never forsake you or leave you. He made us all. Accept Jesus Christ today. Read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whomsoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus died for our sins. So let's stop stressing and give our lives to Christ. If you are already saved, share the good news that Jesus Christ does save. I have decided to follow Jesus. This is why I love the old spiritual written by Harris Johnson. Some folks would rather have houses and land, Some folks choose silver and gold. These things they treasure and forget about their souls. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I've started out a long time ago. There's no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes may be ragged that I'm wearing. Heavy is the load that I'm bearing. These old burdens that I'm carrying. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Why don't you decide to follow Jesus today? God bless you all. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you for listening to this message. Please remember to visit us at our website.